Persian Prophet Pleads for Union of All Religions, Thursday, September 26, 1912, Denver. Publication, Denver, Colorado Republican. Abdu'l-Bahá asserts all faiths in world point to but one supreme being. That today is the day of deeds and not words. That it is also the time for various religionists of the world to cease their dissensions and combine in one universal religion under one God, was the subject of a lecture delivered by Abdu'l-Bahá, the Persian prophet, at the home of Mrs. S. E. Roberts, 1851 Sherman Street, last night, before an audience of more than 100 people. Abdu'l-Bahá, who is considered by his followers to be one of the world's greatest moral teachers, and who is traveling over the world preaching his doctrines, is stopping in Denver en route to the Pacific coast, from where he will go back to his native land. He came to this country last April to attend the Baha'i Convention recently held in Chicago. There must be a unification of nations and religions, he said. And the sooner we realize this fact, the sooner will a great deal of misery and unhappiness be abolished. He argued that religion has been given to man by the Creator as fast as man could comprehend it. A few hundred years ago, man was in unfit condition to be enlightened to any great extent, he said, but now he is ready for great revelations, which will be forthcoming in their logical order and speed. When all men can agree that there is but one God, then will great good be accomplished, he urged. But until then, a few picked apostles will continue to preach that doctrine amid ridicule. But the time will come when those of that faith will predominate. Those who believe in the various deities, the Buddhists, Brahmins, Confucianists, Mohammedans, and Christians alike are beginning to see that there is but one supreme ruler who governs every power and element in the universe, and it is unreasonable to attempt to reason otherwise, he declared. After they all agree to believe in this one God, there can be a union of forces, he said, and under a good leadership, they can expend their energies towards the betterment of humanity. The only good in this world, according to Abdu'l-Bahá, is happiness. The greater amount each of us brings to those around us, the greater will be our reward in the world to come. Abdu'l-Bahá will preach again tonight at the Second Divine Science Church, 4231 West 32nd Avenue at 8 o'clock. Thursday afternoon, a reception will be given in his honor at the home of Mrs. Roberts. And Thursday evening, he will leave for the Pacific coast. Abdu'l-Bahá preached in many eastern cities before coming to Denver, including New York and Chicago. He does not speak well in English, but has an interpreter with him and a scribe to record what he says. He will return to Persia after visiting the coast.